This is the Afterthought Show. We've got a little tiny segment that we do after our main show. That was the pilot of first episode of our Hustle. The Hustle is Real segment that we are now doing. Mm-hmm. And it's actually called Class Dismissed. We have always done a lot of projects to do with online social media content, creating exciting content, always fun, a lot to do with music, fashion, beauty, the real world. And Shalice, Madam Shalice, from a very young age, you've always done little social media videos, funny, hilarious little videos that everybody loves. And you've also done some little covers of some artists, some music, some of the UK artists. You've got a few friends, haven't you, out there? Young Bane, Nadia Rose, your little online social media presence, and then you stopped. So,
because
why?
Teachers.
Oh yes, because they at school they said that you have to be 13 to have your own social media page. So the only way you can really do it now so is for me to manage it. Mm-hmm. So instead of doing all of that,
well, you were managing it.
Well, I was. Yeah, I was managing it, but we are now working together because it's much more fun.
Yeah.
So afterthoughts of the show, guys. Afterthoughts of the show. We covered Halloween. It's October month, Halloween. We were talking about all different random things to do with Halloween
and what it relates with.
What it relates to, you know, little things to do with it. Mm-hmm. How what we'd like to see and going on Halloween. Our love of Halloween. Our things that we hate about Halloween. And right, so we're going to take a little break there. She's wanted to go to the toilet. You know, everyone has to go to the toilet, I suppose. Even if you have got if you have got a podcast. Anyway, she could have gone before, but that's life, isn't it? We said that we came on to the topic of emo. Mm-hmm. For those who didn't catch the podcast, we came on to the topic of emo. What is emo? Because sometimes you might think emo is a look or whatever it is, but
it translates to people in different ways. Like some people will be like, oh, those type of people always are in depression state.
Yeah, or they're always dressed in black, or they wear black eyeliner or whatever. Or they just wear different boots. Like, so we came on to that, and it's funny that Google gave us an interpretation. Of what emo was, and it was on bbc.com website that he drew the information from, and he said that they can also be at the bad end of discrimination, and they can also be subject to hate crime. And we said that hate crime is something that we were going to be discussing in future, and it just opened up our whole mind to the word hater and how you can literally go from having haters to actually being physically assaulted and whatever else, just for the way that you dress or the way you that
hate,
you are.
Hate crime comes in different aspects, and there's like a spectrum to hate crime.
Yeah,
it's like really severe, which is like you could end up dead.
Yeah,
or like kind of
or
like,
just being bullied,
or mentally in pain, like severe.
Or bullied, but the main thing is that we went from Halloween. We were looking up about costumes. We looked at the definition of emo. Emo came up with more than we thought it would. So that added to the fact that we're going to be talking about hate crimes in the future, cyberbullying, all the other extra stuff, all that not good stuff. Mm-hmm. And we also wanted to talk about kind of what day we've had. So
me.
Yeah, Ferre, how's your day been today?
Well, today, I only had like one lesson today, but during that lesson, we got taught about hate crime, and that's what kind of, that was kind of the influence sparked the interest of why we're going to speak about on a later date.
Anything on the socials that you've seen that's good today?
On the socials...
For your age group?
Socials, not really. Like, nothing really new just stood
out
for me.
Any funny posts? Nothing?
Funny posts? Mm-mm.
Anything trending?
Not necessarily.
Not
at the moment.
Really major.
It was more about like Halloween and everything that's
coming up.
Everything that we know at the moment is going to come up. Then that's what's been.
Black History Month. We looked
Black,
up. We looked
Black
up about
History
that
Month hadn't even been popping up. Lately.
The UK.
That's what we have to talk about.
Yeah,
in the future,
we'll talk about that in a future segment. But the UK Black History Month is October, mm-hmm. and it's going to be finished soon. and we were just thinking that we haven't really seen that much buzz about
like
it.
Any like no, not even no gatherings, no parties, yeah. No events. Like maybe they have, maybe there are events, but we haven't.
We just
seen
don't
it.
Know about
we
it.
Haven't come across
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
so we looked up the hashtags, BB history. And there was people hashtagging, but nobody was black. It was hashtagging, so it was really nice that everyone's supporting the cause, but like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like, that's what you told me that you came across on social, on the socials today. Me, I was continuing to research for a client that I'm doing a business strategy for and an integrated marketing communication strategy. So I was doing that, preparing for the dinners, doing all that good mum stuff. Mum gang gang, bring up mum gang gang. Mom, hashtag mum gang gang. How about you, Shalise? How was your day?
I went to the RAF Museum for a school trip.
And can you tell us what
what's the RAF
Museum?
Oh, ask
tell
Google.
Us what's within the...
Ask Google.
Hello, Google. What is an RAF?
Museum.
Hey, Google. What is the RAF Museum?
According to Wikipedia, the Royal Air Force Museum London is located on the former Hendon Aerodrome.
Yeah, that's where we
thanks,
went.
Google. They what did your... tell us much more what? About it.
Exactly.
So you tell us what you saw, some of the things you saw there.
So, we saw a lot of aeroplanes, like flight ships, and we saw this particularly one, and...
The particular one, you mean?
The particular one. The particular one. And it was a boat, but it had helicopter wings on it.
Okay.
And it flies, but it goes into the sea as well.
Okay, so what the point you're missing is that the was it the Royal Air Force?
Yeah.
That is the flight part of the army, basically the soldiers who fly planes. Mm-hmm. To protect the country and our shores and whatever, you know, if there's a war or there's a battle, they're the ones who fly the planes. That's basically what the RAF Museum is. And it has a lot of memorabilia, a lot of old pictures to do with the past wars, World War One, World War Two.
And they've got a shelter.
Right, so it's a historical museum. It's a historical war museum. That's what it is.
Most majority of museums... It's historical.
Right.
That's what a museum is. Keep historical objects.
Right. Okay. So that's what you should have said when you started, and on the way back on the coach, you said that you was up to something.
Oh,
what did you what did you do on the coach on the way
me
back?
Me and my friend Carolina made a rap.
Okay.
And it's about our trip.
Okay.
But it's about being lit as well.
Okay.
So because my friend Carolina is not here, I'm going to ask Faye to say what she says.
She's filling in for Carolina. Big up Carolina in her absence, so she's not here to do her part of the rap.
Okay. You want to do the beat?
Is there a beat?
I have to get what I'm speaking, so...
My name is Carolina.
My name is Shanice. If you try and cut, you will turn green. We love ice cream and we're so icy. This trip is so lit. This trip is so lit. And we're on the coach driving back to school. And it's 2:21. And it's 2:21. And we're eating ice cream! Ice cream!
So that's your after school trip wrap. So okay, Shalise, your day basically was lit then. RAF Museum was lit, the coach ride was lit, everything was lit. Okay, cool. Ferre's day, she did her little sick form college studying in the UK. College, you go to college at what age?
At the age of 16.
It's sick form college is
basically like a new thing.
It's the bridge between what you in the States call college and what we here call university. Mm-hmm. It's that little bit of education that you do between school and university.
So basically there will be juniors and seniors. The 2 years, when you're a junior and you're the junior and senior year,
that's literally is your sick form is. Yeah. You can stay at school to do it, or you can go to a separate institution to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing, and you are going to smash that whether you like it or not. After thoughts of the show, it was great fun. First episode, first segment. This is something that we'll be doing all the time. If you feel that you have any topics that you want us to discuss, you can hashtag class dismissed. Just class, classdismissed, on our at HipPopular page on Twitter, which is at HipPopularruk on Twitter, or you can hashtag me in regards to business and marketing at brandstreet_grp on Twitter. And we look forward to doing another episode next week, and we hope that you like it. Give us any feedback, and we're saying to you, class dismissed. Bye.
This is so funny because it's so live and it's so real and it's just in your lives. I love this.
Hey. We are so glad that you enjoyed our podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. It was so great to have people listening and interested in what we have to say.
Hello, baby. Just can't wait until the next week's episode. We got real cool topics. Trust me, it's going to be
hot
and spicy.
So tune in next week.
On class dismissed.
Okay, so I want to tell you about this guy that was living with us for a little while. He was from Edinburgh, Scotland, and he was about 18 years old. He was a soccer coach for my kids, but he was so excited that he could be in our area. We live in LA, Southern California, and he was so excited to see how we do Halloween here in America, because it sounded like they didn't do it as much there. I don't know. It was fun though. I turned him into a zombie. I'm really good with face painting too. Next week I'm going to be on this show. It's on camera, and I don't know. It's a Halloween theme show. I'm not sure if I'm going to go scary or pretty. What do you think? This is Concrete Blonde, by the way.